Over the weekend, the United States reasserted themselves.
Oh, big time. I was actually looking forward to that yesterday, and it kind of was a dud. But it's significant, dud. Paul Jones joining us. Hey, Jonesy.
Guys, I was also ready to throw, as a Browns man, also to throw water on the fire there. You know,
you're allowed to. As a Browns fan, you are, as far as I'm concerned, you have a fire card.
I was doing, you remember Cuba Gooding Jr. in Jerry Maguire?
Never seen it.
When he scored the touchdown, he did like 19 touchdown dances in the one segment. Remember that part of the movie? That was me yesterday when they made the field goal. In the living room, doing like...
The Humpty Dance.
Everything from teams I can't stand, like the Icky Shuffle, like in Cincinnati across it. Like, I was doing everybody's touchdown dance. I was doing Billy White Shoes Johnson from back. I was, because you know what? My Brownies are in there, 1-1.
First off, two things in response to that. One, the Icky commercial is pretty damn good. If you saw it on the weekend.
See, the NFL messed it up, like with this no celebration, the no fun league.
Oh,
like,
I know.
That's weak. I mean, I don't go for the when the Argos do it and back in the day and they had it planned like all 12 dudes in a boat. No. But it's hard to score a touchdown in the NFL. And when you get to the end zone, man, you can dance all you want.
And number two, if you're a fan of the Browns, if you're a fan of the Bills, if you're a long-suffering fan and you get a chance to enjoy a weekend or two, I am in full support of it. Go right on ahead and celebrate.
Party like it's 1999.
I grew up in this city.
Actually, Sid, it's party like it's 1964.
Yeah.
Sorry, 99. No, I'm just going the last time the Browns were 2-0, 1999. I'm sorry. No, that's not true. I know that. I just wanted to go back.
Yeah, back to the days of is Bernie Kosar walking through the door? Brian Sipe, maybe?
If Bernie did, he wouldn't know he was
Ozzie
doing
Newsom?
It.
No, Ozzie Newsom doesn't walk through any doors right now. Anyway, let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
No, please don't go there.
All right, Jonesy, in terms of the World Cup of Basketball, USA big over Serbia yesterday in the gold medal game, what did we learn from the States here? What's the lesson from this
game? That they are still, when they decide to put together... a proper team, the dominant basketball power in the world. I heard you guys talking about the dream team. I was in Barcelona in 92, and then the World Championships were in Canada, in Toronto in 94. They dominated all those, right up until... Now, 2000, it starts to get a bit dicey. Vince has to rescue them against Lithuania. And 2004, they lose because they got to the point where it's like, you know what, we'll roll the All-Stars out. And in 2004, that might have been the biggest fail because not only did they roll out All-Stars, they had a coach that was totally incongruent with that. Larry Brown is a break-you-down, build-you-up kind of coach. You don't have time for that in the Olympics. It's 3-4 weeks. Let's get after it, clean it up, put it in the garbage, and let's go home. And, you know, he's not the kind of coach for that. Not if you haven't had, you know, the team all year. And Jerry Colangelo, I tweeted this yesterday, he's put the shine back on USA basketball. He's made it cool to play. He's slightly rewired the U.S. guys, like some of the international guys, that it's cool to play for your country, and it's a big deal to win in an international competition.
Paul Jones joining us here on Tim and Sid. The MVP that Kyrie Irving tells us what?
Tells us that he is capable of fitting into a team and leading good players. And let's see if he can do it now with Cleveland. He's going to have some help with LeBron. That was the biggest knock on Kyrie before. Even last year, I got into this with people. I didn't think he should have been on the All-Star team for his team's record. For his talent, yes. But for what he did for his team in terms of an All-Star season... No. But you've seen in, you know, this competition that, you know, he's quite capable. And let's see if he can, you know, pull it out during the course of the NBA season.
I was looking at some of the stats, and when the United States shoots that well from beyond the arc, like, there's absolutely no chance in hell for any other country to compete with them.
Well, I tweeted at one point, Tim, Serbia might want to guard Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving behind the line because if you're not close enough to, like, as I always say, put your fingers on his nose or up his nose on contesting a shot, then that's a practice shot. Like, there was one time Steph Curry dribbled the ball, got the outlet, dribbled the ball up the court, stopped about two steps behind that short international three-point line, and knocked it in. It didn't hit anything but net. And I was watching with my 15-year-old son. He said, "Dad, that's a practice shot, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, that's what he does in the gym by himself." So I just think the other part of that, guys, is the speed and athleticism is something you can't teach. Your scout team can't replicate that. And I think that's eventually what does the athleticism does the other countries in.